At Mix 97, another hot day for you to enjoy. It's going to feel like about 40 with the humidity. Right now it's 27 at the Mix in Belleville. I'm Sean Kelly with Orlena Kane and Dr. Julie Galthorpe. This morning we're talking about screen time and teens. New study, Julie will take a deep dive into that research. And I see it all the time, and I just watch people consuming their phones. It's like they're wired to their phones, Julie, 24/7. I mean, I catch myself doing that as well, scrolling through to get updates. But compared to the teens, I'm not in the same ballpark as they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, clinicians, we would say that we've been noting the problem for some time. Us clinicians and teachers have seen the link between more screen time, less physical activity, social interaction, and independent thought. But now an Australian study confirms what we are seeing in our offices and teachers are seeing in their classrooms. So this was a really interesting study. It came from the University of Queensland, but it was conducted in collaboration with Canadian universities, so Queen's and University of Ottawa, here in Canada, and the University of New South Wales and Queensland University of Technology. So, and it was a global study with many participants, 577,000 wow. teens aged 13 to 15 across 42 high-income countries. So here's the problem, according to the lead researcher. The excess screen time effects can include depression, obesity, poor quality of life, unhealthy diet, and decreased physical and cognitive abilities. So no surprise there, except that decreased cognitive ability is a major problem. And a paper published here in Canada by Laurier shows that it's the chronic sensory stimulation. So remember that chronic sensory stimulation that comes with excess exposure to smartphones and screen time. They increase the risk of cognitive, behavioral, and emotional disorders in adolescents, young adults, and it also has the potential to increase the risk of early onset dementia in late adulthood. The problem overall, when you look at all the information, is twofold. First, you have the problems that come with that chronic sensory stimulation, and then we have the problems that go with lower physical activity that comes from spending too much time on screens. Mm-hmm. So when you add these together, you've got high risk of physically and mentally unhealthy people.
Okay, so, well, as someone who notices a huge effect when I miss out on exercise and tries to be mindful about how much I use screens, what's the magic number for using screens in a way that kids actually won't suffer? I know with adults, we can probably do a little bit more diligence monitoring ourselves, but what about with kids?
Well, Arlene, that's what's neat about this study. The researchers looked at the amount of time and the fallout. So it's different depending upon girls and boys, and no other gender was identified, so they focused on girls and boys. And if it exceeds more than 2 hours a day for girls, there's a problem. And if it exceeds 4 hours per day for boys, there's problems.
Wow, come on.
That doesn't seem like much.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when we think about excessive, we're thinking like 7-8 hours, but this is not a long amount of time that we have to play with. There was no benefit really identified over that first hour, only that there was nothing negative. And, you know, specifically when girls reached 75 minutes, detrimental effects on well-being were noted, and after 105 minutes in boys.
Well, Dr. Julie Galthorpe this morning, we're talking about the problems with screen time. Back in moments. This portion